Perpetual Comedy here, doing another podcast. Today we're going to watch a couple of videos and talk about behind the scenes. We're going to do a Jake one, we're going to do an abandoned one, and we are going to watch one of the Dr. Phil's, one of the more prouder videos that me and Chris say hello.
Hello.
What are you reading the paper for?
I just wanted to see what one we were talking about. The more prouder ones, I needed to make sure.
Well, the Pennywise one, that, if, as far as editing, I think that was one of our better videos we've done. Yeah. Like, I'm really proud of that video.
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable one to shoot.
You know, especially, like, in the auditorium.
Okay, let's start.
All right, we were watching the Jake Thomas fishing episode.
This was a lot of fun.
Which was near a park near us, and it was definitely a lot of fun. We decided to, I had an idea to do gummy bears, because I feel like that would have been a funny idea for a redneck that always goes fishing. And Chris's idea was to get the kids fishing pole from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, I thought that would be funny for a redneck fisherman.
Yeah, to have a kids fishing pole.
Looks like you're going to spend a day going fishing with Mr. Jake Thomas. Let's get to it.
Which I actually bought my fishing license
just for that.
Right before we did the video, I never used it after. Which is a shame, because we actually, me and Chris,
hey,
fishing. We used to go a
sometimes
lot.
Sometimes I like to take a
I
break.
I miss going as you get older. Kind of
my government check.
Drift away from shit like
that.
Work,
but, like, I need some me time. Look at that. See that shit? It's the only license I ever had. my regular one got taken away.
But a lot of the Jake stuff I do is, like, I have an idea of what I want to do, but, like, you get so used to doing it that, like, improv, like, it becomes easier.
Like my fishing rod?
Once you, like, fall in that character, you start to think like that. Like,
it becomes you.
It's weird, but, like, it's what it does.
The fish ain't bite. Oh, wait a second. Holy shit, I think I got one.
I think every single time we were hoping we would catch something.
I so wish we would have caught something with that fishing pole.
Never got anything.
That would have been hysterical.
Stupid lures. Don't even work.
And we did have boaters, you know, right out there too, probably watching this. This guy fishing with a kid's pole.
Well, like, you're in a park. Sure kids are, you know, going through the woods, going on fishing boats. You got this guy with a muscle shirt and shorts with a kid's pole and a goddamn Billy Cyrus mullet. Billy Ray Cyrus.
You want to find yourself a nice bird's nest. That's why they call it early worm gets the bird, because the worms hide in the bird's nest. You guys are stupid.
It is good thinking.
But come on, let's look for some
it's worms. Not the dumbest thing I've said,
nice
Jake.
Area for the worms to hide.
It's not the smartest one. All right, now, what's your favorite Jake video right if you had to choose?
I'd probably say this one, just because I love fishing.
Come
and
on, a little closer.
A lot of it was figured out there. You know?
Yeah.
There's a rock in
there. Oh, yeah, we just had our ideas.
Like the very ending?
Yeah, like
that wasn't planned.
I know.
It was at the end.
I'm disappointed. Right. I could have done a much better
see
job.
That?
At that.
Look at that real worm.
I should be on the Discovery
in a bird's nest.
I know how to go fishing. All right, now we
you went to 7-Eleven and got night crawlers.
Let's do a little bit of fishing. All right, let's do it. All right, let's try this with worms this time. One hand. Alright. Now you want to easy reel it in. You do it too quick, the fish are going to get scared and they're going to run.
I think,
like,
did we do Jigsaw that same day?
So you would not.
We filmed the intro to Jigsaw, yeah.
Okay, then you finished it. Okay.
Come on, man.
We were like, you know, might as well get two videos done while we're.
Day in the life of Jigsaw fishing.
Day.
Yeah, I love that video.
Jesus Christ. Come on, man.
You know, you should do a video of Jigsaw doing yard work, like mowing the lawn, like weed wagging. I think that'd be hilarious. I think that'd be pretty funny.
My neighbors would be a little freaked out.
Can you imagine?
My God.
Can you imagine Mike came over? Hey, Jigsaw, I need help with the troopers. We could do something. Actually, that might be a good idea. Or you could always mow the lawn here and do it.
You want to play Core Creek Park?
No, mow the lawn in my house and do it.
Yeah.
And then you get yourself some catfish. All right, let's get to it, guys.
So just so you guys know, gummy worms are good for catching.
Gummy worms. No wonder my knees busted.
Was that
busted.
Planned?
Jesus. I know, I did have a couple drinks.
You remember if that was planned?
I don't remember.
Probably wasn't planned.
If it wasn't, that's great. Worm, but
obviously they don't know what the hell they're doing. Oh,
shit. That wasn't planned.
Jake Thomas is the mess today. All right, let's try it. Got more time.
See all the voters out there.
Let you. All right.
They were closer,
they
too.
Let it drop a little bit. Wait a second. Okay. Now you go real. Hopefully we're going to get some big catfish today,
We used
bro.
To go catfishing up the mountain. Nah, where is it? Brooklyn,
easy.
PA?
Yeah.
And we went catfish at night so many times, but we never had luck. I never had luck.
Here on Lake Windside.
I don't, I'm not a big catfisher.
Look at that view of the trees.
I just like casting.
Well, I don't have a car, so I have to use public transportation.
Public transportation. All right,
let me try this one. Nope. False alarm. And the fish ain't biting today. They got paddle boats, they got speed boats all on this lake. That's stop being so damn nosy.
Stop being so damn nosy.
Don't they know I'm trying to fish?
Don't they know I'm trying to fish?
That's the park ranger.
Oh shit, it's a park ranger.
Park rangers. The Cork Creek Park Rangers.
Right, sorry elf about that last little bit there. But
yeah.
That license is quote unquote not legal, and I ain't waiting around here for that because I got some warrants that people don't know about. So try to stay on the DL. That's for those of you who don't know, that's down low. But we're gonna try this fishing thing one more time. This has just been a shit day for fishing.
It's always a bad day when you run out of gummy worms.
Yep.
And they were sour. I thought they would work.
Someone left a trail of gummy worms.
Shut up.
See, that guy 7-Eleven was right. I am not the only one that brings gummy worms.
That guy from 7-Eleven was right.
It's steaming up. It's pretty hot. I'm going to put my glasses on. My father's straight.
We planned this to a T. So you wouldn't lose your glasses.
I was so disappointed in the end. Like,
take my shoes off.
This was planned was when we got there. Right that we seen yeah. This stream. We're like, yeah, this would be funny.
If I fell in, but like, it was so like.
On your feet.
Anticlimactic. Like,
but we planned everything.
I wish
we went,
I wish the
socks,
fall would have been better.
We didn't want your socks to get wet, so we basically made it seem like you need grip with your toes, so that's why you took your socks off. Took a lot of thinking just to get this.
Pretty good.
I've gotten so much better being in front of the camera. Like, I don't even think about it.
It's like, still good.
It's still, yeah, it's not as bad as I thought. It still gets me.
Right here, he was pissed.
Yeah, man.
But it was pretty good.
Right, what's the, oh, shit. Right, what's the next one we want to show us?
Let's see, what?
It's either the.
Probably Pennywise, right?
Yeah, we're going to do the Bandit one last.
Well, yeah, because I think it, if we just go in the order here. Oh, no, it is the... Yeah, we'll do the abandoned one last. It's only 8 minutes.
That one's not posted. We're not going to give too many details, but we had to put it on private.
So this is the Dr.
That's
Phil
the...
Pennywise.
You oh, we got to turn it back. Blow. Oops, we... there we go.
Got to start from the beginning.
And this was... We did... What, 2 videos this day?
Yeah, we did an abandoned end.
Actually, we were on the turnpike in PA, and I got a...
Let's do it!
My inspection was overdue.
Hey, guys, Dr. Phil's here.
I got pulled
You're
over
probably
by a
asking
stadium
yourself a question. What the hell am I doing
did you ever
with a raincoat on? Well, let me tell you,
like,
I was taking a stroll
show them
the woods,
you got it done, or did you get
paid
ticket?
I went up there, they said to fight it or whatever, to show up to court, and they waived the fee and everything.
Nice.
Did you hear that noise?
This took a very long time to film.
Scene. Yeah, it took like 30 tries. Sean was down there.
It took so long to get that balloon to fall down right because it was a little windy too. Not much, but just enough to blow that balloon.
I'm gonna pineapple
one. Sean always laughs at the one blooper for some reason.
Which one?
The one where what? Like I shook. I don't know why. What face? That was good.
It's probably the last time you'll ever see the hair like that, right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna shave it?
I'll shave it again for Dr. Phil.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you shave it all the way? Or a Dr. Phil way?
I'll shave my beard again.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, because there's videos we don't want. Like, there's... Put it this way. We're doing Dr. We have... Well, we're probably going to do one more of them, truthfully. Unless we do, like, collab videos, but... It's one of the biggest icons ever in horror that you wouldn't even think of. I'm just going to leave it at that.
You must be Pennywise. I've heard a lot about you,
the
one and only. But what are you doing
there?
Ben is playing. I like Choco Tacos. You know how you like to eat children?
Way to point out.
We all have our vices. Now here's the thing. I'm trying to help you. You have severe emotional problems.
Like that's a severe cholesterol problem.
You're giving lessons on ethics here? Seriously?
And Sean was like, what? That has nothing to do with ethics, Ian. I'm like, that's not the point, Sean. Yeah, Sean, talking to you, bro. I love you, Sean.
Now I got some questions for your crazy ass Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Stop. Now, why is it that you dress like a clown?
I don't think, did we plan to film this in the tunnel?
The fear of the children.
Do you remember?
I've seen children down here.
I don't remember.
I'm not scared of anything.
I don't think
we planned to film in any area.
We had an idea. When we do the scripts, we would meet at Barnes & Nobles and whatever. And this one, I actually just wrote when I was at the house. I didn't write it. We didn't go to Barnes & Ron. We watched some of the It movies. But we had the idea of what we wanted to do. But once we saw the location, things kind of changed. Not like what we said, unless it was improv. But we just... Sometimes we just decide, depending on what is there.
You know what's funny? You have hair in this. In this video, this scene, you have hair.
Yeah.
Are you supposed
to? Yeah, because we filmed it. It's a flashback.
Uh-huh, that's true. That laugh was hilarious.
That really brings me back. Pennywise!
Yeah, that's why I think it's more genuine like that. You see, he used to have hair and a beard.
This is probably my favorite scene in the entire
episode. I bought, like,
episode.
I think eight of those gray mustaches. Still
wait
have
a second. Where did he run? When's that happen? At the end?
Yeah. Oh. That's the end. Right? Went off.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Sweating my ass a little.
Are you?
No, I was right there.
You have to understand how tight this staircase is.
And you're each, in pitch black because there's no lighting inside that auditorium.
Each step has like dirt on it, so it's not like a perfect step. And I'm walking up backwards to film this while Sean's in the background holding light up.
The lighting was great here.
Yeah. This is where Sean and I were.
I've been really
Sean
proud.
And I were filming this.
I'm really proud of this edit I did.
Or no, Sean was up there with you.
Yeah.
I was down here with Ron.
With, like, the music, and Chris had the scene going. He kept the audio from the one clip and mashed it together, which was went out great. But I feel like the music I found that was profit-free, of course, and not copyright, but I timed it so good with that balloon. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty sure I did a good job with this one. Perfect.
How did it not
that was
with the first?
That was clean. Oh, that was so good.
Show sucks. Hey, I got a free ticket. I don't give a shit. That's it. It's over. No encore. 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 Where'd you go? Is that the rest of the show? You did a pretty good job.
This was a really... I love this auditorium.
He's got Nike or Adidas. He forgot the clown shoes. And he realized that he's like, shit! I forgot the clown shoes.
Did he?
I think he realized it after the fact. Uh-huh. But you're not going to walk around those places with that.
No.
Eat a couple kids, then go back and hide down your well. Like, I mean, you got to do something with your life here, Pennywise. Like, I'm trying to help you, and it seems like you're trapped in your own bubble.
A bubble?
Your bubble.
certainly not this one, because
right, that's a bubble stomach. Not it's figuratively, not literally. Let me break it down to you. You need help. Anyway.
Imagine somebody walking into this place and just looking up at you two guys.
But they walked in that door. I would have freaked out.
Scared.
What if they walked in, the lights went out or something, the camera shut off?
You're a big kid.
I don't know what the hell. That'd be great. Chris always says, one of these days we're gonna run into somebody.
Yeah, but I've never really been worried about running into somebody. It does get a little weird when he says dead body inside, and you're just like, if I open this door and there's a dead body inside.
You need to take back your life. Now, Pennywise, I really think this is...
This was a key editing, I think, here. How we did this.
Now, can we take this somewhere else so we can get down to your deep...
You gotta keep as still as possible.
Sounds like a plan. Okay.
I love that.
You didn't move. Look at your rain suits all ripped up.
Yeah, we didn't move. Chris is like, stay here. Ron, get up.
Yep.
Like, stay exactly where you're at. Don't move. I love those. My favorite scenes.
Yeah, this is good.
I didn't know what I was running. I could have fell off.
Didn't realize that set in on the door.
But it only says, it says Feo, but I mean, I guess
does
it's
it? Still, I read it a different way.
Well, I know what it's about to say, but I don't think it actually said it. That was Chris' idea to put the blood on the...
We didn't... That thing says look up. That was like that.
Not good.
We didn't write that on there, but we seen it worked up, and then we just wrote it up top there. It worked out good.
What the hell are you doing, Pennywise?
Oh, hey. You actually had a really good, like, scared sound in your voice there.
You didn't kill somebody, did you?
This is probably Dr. Phil's best acting job.
I did pretty good, getting better.
This is me running.
Phil! Phil, come back!
He almost fell right here.
I know,
because there's
the
a step right there that he doesn't have his glasses on.
And the encore. Gold!
Imagine if that happened to us while filming in there, and there's this guy running in there saying that. Oh, I'd piss myself. Or shit myself. Yeah, that was a lot of fun to film.
Classic. One of my favorite things you've ever done. And on to a video which is not posted. Problem with doing abandoned videos is there's a lot of no trespassing. Getting into them can be difficult, and even if it doesn't say no trespassing, people will fight you on it, and they don't like you being on their property, even though we don't damage anything. We never mess up anything. We just literally want to go there and film, and sometimes things get screwed up because of that.
Yeah, it's a shame. But in there, they own it. If we got hurt, I'm sure they probably think we can sue them or whatnot.
Yeah,
I don't know how it works.
They're covering their...
But, I mean, I want to reach out to you and just, hey, we take full responsibility if something was to happen. But it shouldn't be that difficult to find the owners of places. I shouldn't have to take that long. I even reached out to people, and they've said no. I'm not going to argue with them.
Yeah.
But this is probably one of our, unfortunately, it was my favorite place to film for our
abandoned
video.
It was my favorite abandoned video I think we've ever done.
And this is, at least for the time being, the only safe way that we can bring it to you guys. Can't tell you where it's at or anything, but you know, we can at least talk about it and you can hear it.
Yeah.
So...
Hey, Perpetual Comedy here. You're probably wondering why I'm here in the stands. Another Perpetual Exploration. We are at an...
Can't tell you how we got into it.
Yeah, no.
And,
it wasn't easy.
It was one of my favorite drone footages we've ever done.
And there was zero no trespassing signs.
Look at that shot. That's beautiful.
That was the most amount of walking we've done in a place. Easily.
Yes.
We had to walk all the way from where we parked to there.
Yeah.
Then we had walked the long way back.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember why. I think
I remember
just...
I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I think, did I shit myself that day?
Yep.
I think.
Halfway around the track.
I had to buy another.
Oh my God. Then we went back in.
Oh my God. Luckily there was a Target nearby. I got underwear. Yeah.
The shortest route was walking straight through the track. But it was more of a pain. Because of all the thick brush that we had to walk through and everything.
But, oh man, this is very low. It didn't look like...
This is actually the first time that we ever split up, too.
We're in an abandoned...
Like,
yeah, because the place was so big.
We were usually pretty somewhat close. This... We were really far apart, apparently.
And we got,
I didn't realize
We got lost. Well, we didn't get lost. We couldn't find each other. But, like, that was probably one of the biggest places we've ever... That might have been the biggest place we've ever been in.
I think in Maryland.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I mean, this place was still better.
Yeah.
By far. Especially in the lower part of the building. Still got the fresh scar.
Yeah, that wasn't that long after, I guess.
Now I'm endorsed. I'm just trying to figure out his camera.
Okay, we had to open up the straps.
That professional gimbal.
Yep, I love that handle.
And what? Let me just
get it. Should I get in there?
I just want to get in there. I'm
waiting, guys, so we're going to come in here. We're going to check it out. But let me get off of this first person.
God, imagine walking all that way and us not being able to get inside.
That would have been horrible. Chicken fingers in here. But we did that because we didn't. It was no knowing we could get in.
Yep.
Now you think about it.
Oh my God, it smells like crap in here.
Yeah, it smelled bad.
Let's see the Coca-Cola.
Unused Coca-Cola cans.
There's Coca-Cola in there.
You can see these were the where they had the odds of the horses and the races and things like that. We're gonna take a look, see what else we got in this building. Chris is off on the other side, but I'm guessing this is where the tellers would be. This is the back where the
that was amazing, that place.
Yeah.
Place
the bets.
And this was the first video, I think, when we did the double angle.
That's what I was saying. I wonder if this is the first one.
I think it is. And that was your idea, which it turned out good. Sometimes it takes a little long to edit, but not
really. It's a pain to edit, but
a little bit.
It works out. Especially if we both have good footage that we want to, and we can only choose one.
Yeah.
This way you guys can choose which you want to watch. And if you want to watch it again, you can watch the other one. And he makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, sometimes.
Just about all the time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Chris wasn't blocking my way, but he's fine. He likes to get in the way a lot.
Guys, this is not bringing you the footage. Nobody cares about his footage.
There is still a lot more that we haven't seen, too. Remember those outside paddocks that there were there? But
yeah.
You're literally ready to shoot yourself. So we couldn't go in there.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
I remember that.
This, as you can see.
That was the second time filming. I was
and I was going to go behind.
Michael Myers was the first.
Well,
when I had to go to the bathroom.
I don't think you shoot yourself in
there. No, no.
You're close.
That was close.
Let's see. That was really
And the problem with any little noise, it's so they're so empty. It's all echo.
The echo carries so bad.
You're not supposed to be here. There's another one.
Shit. Shit. Oh,
I can't see.
Let's go through here. I think it's just a closet. Hi, Chris.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, last time you
like
the way you cut yourself.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Which another video that's not up.
Yeah.
Chris. because of similar reasons.
We didn't have this scene where you cut yourself though, right? Or did
we? Yes, we do.
Okay. I don't show anything.
We'll do that for another video. Yeah. But long story short, it was in the women's bathroom in an abandoned we'll call it it was a restaurant company. I'm just gonna leave it at that. And it was a piece of glass on like one of the tables up there. And a piece of glass slipped.
Slip.
Well, no, I walked into it. And a quick, and it slipped my, the front of my, what is that called?
Your shin.
The front of my shin, my left foot, and I got 14 stitches. Had to get a tetanus shot and all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
In a place that we had no idea where we were.
I know. And then you had to come around and pick me up. The police officer pulled up. He's like, "You all right?" And I was like, "Oh, my blood's gushing out of my leg."
And we didn't, unfortunately, didn't park close.
No. Chris ran, parked the car near a church.
Yeah, I think it was a church. Close.
Looks like a sauna.
This
was
an awesome door.
Hell, it's see the ceiling.
Loud as hell, though.
Another thing is, we never wear masks when we go anywhere. Probably should. With asbestos.
Remember,
and
I did bring masks to one day?
Yeah, we never fucking wore them.
I think we brought masks to the abandoned town.
Weird.
With Nick.
Okay.
Was it downstairs?
We brought masks that day because I think that was the second time we went there.
Yeah, going around like 10 years.
We've gone there like 3 or 4 times.
We went to Halloween Adventure.
Yeah.
With Nick, I remember that.
That is. How disgusting that soap was.
Oh. That's old soap.
I test everything too. It still works.
I'll give you $2 if you use this soap. $2.
$2 to use the soap?
Right here.
Yeah, if you got some water with it.
Oh, this had the one with
the light.
The light. It's you knew exactly
bat,
what I'm thinking.
The bat light.
It's right here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this is it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that light just went on.
So this light randomly.
Did that light just turn on?
So that light randomly turned on us. No other lights work in a place. That light literally turned on while we were walking upstairs.
That light just turned on.
It must have been a sensor light
had to
that's still active, apparently. But it probably been so long that the battery's held up.
Yeah.
Because there's not many people walking by it. That's the only thing I can think of. That's funny, though.
That was the first time I think we went into a place where something like that happened.
Yes.
Trying to see.
That you were just like, my God, somebody in here.
Nice try.
Such a big place, you don't know if there's other people in there. And you hear so many noises.
Alright, we're back upstairs.
Always following me.
You're gonna lock me out? Really? Really? No, I gotta unlock this because someone is a jerk. I can't, Chris, I can't get it. Oh, there you go. That was very not nice, Chris. Now I gotta make sure the door doesn't slam. He's a jerk.
Out of all the noises he makes, he didn't want to make sure that slammed.
Keep a low profile.
You know it. This would have been a great, like, jigsaw.
Yeah, yeah. Or even Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy, too.
Yeah, definitely.
We got up here. This is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Got some storage place in here. Not sure what they kept in here. Stop being so loud. He yells at me for being loud, and then he's gonna be loud himself.
You're such a hypocrite.
A bunch of computers, TVs.
old ones. Cool.
So old appliances and stuff. Old stuff. Look at all these old TVs.
Shoot, and they're old.
That's
yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I don't think this place was closed that long, right?
I'm thinking no.
To have those old TVs like that?
Let's try it.
I'm sure it had to be old.
Doesn't work.
It was like...
The 90s, do you think?
Early 2000s, I think it shut down.
Really?
I had an itch.
Three on three basketball advertisement. I make noises, but you don't hear
Didn't
it.
Didn't one of the fans turn on too?
One of the AC units was working.
Yeah.
Down.
It's on high. I don't feel like it's circulating very well. Let's see what year this newspaper is here. 2001.
So it had to have closed at the earliest, 2001.
2001
shut down? Alright, so we'll find out more information for you guys. But Chris said he just found a newspaper from 2001, the most recent one.
Oh, this is where I do like the bunch of splitting up ones.
Okay, he's good.
Right?
Ooh,
I think right here. No, maybe not right here. This was before Pennywise.
Yeah.
I found him a perfect raincoat.
That would never fit me.
Hey, you didn't try it though.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't fit.
Your raincoat.
I like how serious her face looked when I did that.
I looked disappointed when I didn't take it.
Oh, okay, Georgie. Hey, Georgie. Need one?
I do.
You need one?
I have one. Oh, you got one? Yeah, I don't want to use one, Chris. I buy my Prime. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yes, Amazon. Get out of my way. Oh. You seriously stop bumping into me. Bumping Prime with R. Kelly or something? Oh my god. Read the book. So he had fallen on his ass. Kind of room.
Yep.
That would be perfect for Jigsaw.
Yeah, yeah. That's the perfect
chamber.
For Jigsaw.
Oh, that would be great.
Isn't that nice?
He locked me in.
Look, old fish tank, please.
Old fish tank?
Yeah, fish. Fish and fish.
You never know.
Why not?
Yeah, that.
You're precious.
You're stuck.
I'm gonna
use my money. I can't get out of that.
Okay,
I'm gonna okay. That's all for me.
I really wish we could show you guys this. Maybe
yeah,
in time.
It's a shame.
No idea. That's squishy.
Yeah, that floor was freaky.
Oh, we're outside.
Remember when I climbed up that
horse,
all those levels of ladders
all over there.
It was like four different sets of ladders just because we were trying to get onto
that
one area.
A lot of
we couldn't
here.
Figure it out. You couldn't get up it.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was freaky.
Going back inside. I wonder what they did with the stairs. Oh, not how we got out. How'd you get out? I locked you in that room. How'd you get out?
I'm a miracle worker, Chris.
It says he's a miracle worker.
It says me. It says everyone, actually. Fantastic.
He's fantastic, he says.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll show you guys the swimming pool.
The swimming pool?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Maybe I can get Ian to jump in it. He looks a little tired.
Why is there a random swimming pool inside that place? That's my thing. That's weird.
It's inside a horse track.
I don't know where he's at right now.
God.
Why is it
the
filled
most
up?
Part we went.
I guess rain must have
so
through the window.
Fingers crossed there's no more injuries.
I'm trying to think of with the editing I did where it was constantly.
And I, I mean, more so than me, I got hurt pretty darn bad at this trip.
Yeah, you got one of the worst scratches I've ever seen. I got
pretty darn bad right on my arm.
Look at that.
It's pretty bad.
You can see it. I mean, that's a pretty deep cut.
How do you do it?
I made it through.
Go get stitches or not.
I made it through, everybody.
You know, if I start bleeding more and more, I'm just doing what I can to bring you guys the footage.
Yep. I sacrifice everything. Especially get in this place.
I have zero idea where he's at right now.
That was interesting.
But, ooh, there's a bar.
There's a bar?
This is where we split up.
Yeah.
So I had no idea where you went. I don't even know why we split up.
I think I went where you were at. Like you were up. You went down.
I'm up.
Yeah, but then you went down, I went up.
Yeah, I'm up, you're down.
But then I ended up getting above you.
No.
Yeah, do you remember?
No, because remember I went down to get to see you?
There's nobody.
Yeah, you'll see.
I was gonna give him a big tip too.
A big tip. A big old tip.
So this is the
what a great view though.
Third floor.
Hell yeah.
Man.
That place was awesome.
It's actually, I'm just amazed by this place. It's actually really cool. I wonder if there's any fish in the middle. There's actually like a pond in the middle, or it could be like a swamp. I don't know, but
definitely water.
Yeah.
There's a pencil. Ooh, yep. Chris finds old a pencil sharpener.
Everywhere, it seems like.
You don't see them anywhere anymore. Wish I had a pencil. I wanted to try it out.
Yep. Hey, you know, it's just those old-time pencil sharpeners. It's metal ones with all, like, those two wheels in it that grind up the shavings.
Yep.
You don't see them.
No, you do not.
I found two.
I have no idea where he's at.
Two different buildings.
I didn't hear any girls screaming or anything. Yeah, so
I have no idea where he's at right now.
Usually when you hear a girl scream, it sounds just like him. So
I don't even hear him. Did you hear me at all?
It's most likely him.
Before I called you?
No, only when we talked on the phone, I got closer. And oh, here we go.
Yeah.
The phone call.
I don't know where you're at. You're on the third floor. I was all over the third floor. What water fountain?
What water fountain? You seen a water fountain?
Yeah. Where? I had to, I guess. I'm pretty sure I did. I don't remember now.
No, you were on the second floor. I was on the third floor. I'm all the way up top. Well, go up those stairs. I don't even know where I'm at.
You know where I'm at.
I'm looking out at the racetrack.
Yeah, you put me on speaker.
Yep.
I've been calling you. I'm trying to find each other.
That's where I found that crazy room.
Oh, what's that? Okay. Oh, there's yellow pages.
There's some cool stuff.
There's some cool stuff up here.
I see a hospital bed.
No, you didn't.
Sound running.
No, you didn't.
I don't think you would have heard me if I wasn't running.
No.
Where are you at?
I told you I was below you.
Yeah.
You're right.
Where's blood?
Where's the blood?
Yeah, I'll show you.
This is really. This is the hospital wing of the race course.
I don't even know what's here.
Obviously, if people, got hurt, I still don't understand that table.
Maggots.
He thought those were maggots. It was actually mouse poo.
Yeah, it was mouse poo.
I still don't get the use for this table. In the 90s, what the. It's basically...
It's like a torture chair.
It's a, like a torture table. It's like you strap down the arms, to, like a cross. Like you're on, you're being hung on a cross. No, your legs get, held on. Or held down. This didn't make any sense.
Obviously, that's what it was in here.
That room was the operations room, so this is where they did all the maintenance and things like that.
Perpetual Comedy here. Basically, we saw everything we need to see in this building. Like I said, it's probably been down for at least 18 years, but
this took us a while to do this outro, didn't it?
They had everything in here.
I don't know.
From what I remember, it though.
People get injured.
I really don't.
We always, every time we do our outro, we always try to like clash into each other.
They had like everything.
Just,
in
I don't know.
It.
We ad lib.
It was a really cool place. Improv. Definitely better than the last place we went to. But if you like this video, leave it in the comments. And thanks for always supporting us. Make sure you subscribe. Hit the bell so you get the notifications. And you have a good day.
As you can see, I'm winding up to bump into you.
Yep.
But anyway,
I wasn't expecting that.
My video. Your video sucks.
Your video sucks.
Get out of here. Anyway, you guys have a good day. And take it easy.
It was a racetrack.
Virtual comedy. So as I've been saying, it's a horse track. Rush it really cool. Didn't really have too much stuff, but
we had to take the video down because we can't say the name. So.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's a shame.
It was fun.
Better than the ice cream place that we went to last time, but I really like it.
The video is blowing
up. I can actually
up.
Stay in here and sit in the stands.
Thanks for
but.
Supporting us.
We got a really cool view out here. Boom. Look at the view there.
Yeah, the view is just amazing.
It was great.
It's my exit video. God. Your video sucks. It's always in my space.
We always make sure that we both have our outros.
This is end of the video.
You know, chop it together.
Yeah, the only time you won't see both of us do one is if one of our footage comes out really bad.
Yeah.
Like any place. We
which
go.
We won't know until we go back and look at it.
Make sure you guys.
Yeah, sometimes when you're there, it's hard to keep up and look at every clip.
Yep.
Critique us. And I hope you enjoyed our little trip here. And then we'll see you next time.
It's a lot of time the camera's running continuously. So.
Was this the first one that I edited fully?
Yeah, because I did we did the Richmond's one together, and then you started doing them.
Hi, lovely.
All right, well, that
Richmond,
was Susie.
Virginia.
We got to that in the beginning, but this is going to conclude the end of the podcast. We like these ones just because... you guys get to see a little bit of behind the scenes and how we do our videos and what goes on when we're doing it.
It's fun to rewatch it.
Yeah, it is. Other than that, thanks for listening, guys. And
good night.
Take it easy. We're going to do more of these podcasts. And actually got a SummerSlam wrestling one coming. We're going to do that. But you guys take it easy. Have a good night. Thanks for supporting us. Later.